This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, friends. Parshas Bahaloischa. I want to share with you some amazing insights that are found in the Sefer Penine Kedem on Parshas Bahaloischa. Rashi comments on the words Bahaloischa's Haneroi, says Rashi, Mikan Shema'ale Hoysa Lefnei HaMenoira. From here we see there was a steps before the Menoira that the Kohen would stand on it and clean the Menoira. Question. This is a question of Rav Leib Tzintz. The menorah is only 3 amos tall. Let's say the average person is between 5 and 6 feet, maybe closer to 6 feet, and with your hand, it's well over 6 feet. I mean, you know, I'm roughly 6 feet tall, and but the hand goes, you know, more than a foot over the head. What does he need a step for? What's the step for? He could easily raise his hand and light the menorah. No, we're talking about Aaron. Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. He wore the tzitz. You're not allowed to raise your hand higher than the tzitz. So therefore, like the Gemara says in Tamid, Daf Chav Zayin. So he needed the step so that not to raise his hand over his head. Because Aaron's a Kohen Gadol. Next, that was from Rav Aryeh Leib Tzintz, Rav Shloima Kalish. Rashi says, when Aaron had Chalishas Hadas, that he did not participate in the Chanukas HaMizbeach, so Hashem says, what you do is greater than them. You're Madlik U'metiv Es Haneros. Question, why Madlik U'metiv? It's out of order. First you clean it, and then you light it. Why sha'ata madlik umeitiv? Says Rav Shloima Kalish, this is talking about the inauguration of the Mizbeach. When they lit the menorah for the first time, they didn't have to clean it. So for that occasion, it was madlik first, and then meitiv. Now, the pasuk says, Zacharnu es hadaga, Asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam es hakishuim ve'es ha'avatichim ve'es hechotzir ve'es habitzolim ve'es hashumim. We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for free, the melons, the watermelons, the grass, the onions, the garlic. Question, what's the connection between the fish and these vegetations? Zacharnu es hadaga, and then we remember the kishuim and the avatichim. Says Rav Shaul of Amsterdam, the connection is the Nile River would rise and water the fields and irrigate the fields. Mamela, the fish rose up from the Nile, and the fish were dumped in their yards, in their gardens, together with the melons that were growing there. And that's what Klal Yisrael ate. So the juxtaposition and the connection between the Daga and the Kishuim and the Avatichim were that these were all things that were together through the Nile River. Now, this is from Rav Shaul of Brisk. He says like this. Says Rav Shaul of Brisk, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem. Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem. Question. The Gemara tells us, Hamagbia koiloi betfila hu miktanehu amana. But if a person believes that Hashem knows what you're thinking, you're not bichlal amana. Now, I mean, why are you miktanehu amana if somebody cries out? Because it's like saying, Hashem doesn't know what I'm thinking. I have to make sure he hears. But we obviously know Moshe knows what Hashem is thinking. Because he just said, Kel na refa na la. For her. Who's her? Who's she? So obviously Moshe already demonstrated that he knows Hashem is Yodea Machshavos. So in such a circumstance, it was okay for him to be Vayitzak. But now Moshe gave a very short tefillah. He said, Kel na refa na la. It's not as long as a shachris, not as a mincha, not as a mariv, not as Yom Kippur Kata, not as slichos. Why was Moshe not marach betfilah? So that Klal Yisrael wouldn't say, your sister's betzar and you're just davening. Question. Maybe it's because he didn't daven long, because you're not supposed to be marbe betfilah. But the Gemara in Bracha says there's a student who is marach in tefillah, and they said, why are you so marach? So they said, it's not longer than Moshe for 40 days. Then there was a student that was makatzer, and they said, why are you so sure? He said, it's not sure that Moshe said, kel narafanala. So that means the best is a medium tefillah. The medium tefillah is somewhere in between kel narafan Allah and 40 days. So that's why Chazal say, why was Moshe so makatzer? It's only because that people shouldn't say your sister's suffering and you're being makatzer. Okay, those are five ideas from the Sefer Peninim, a Penine Kedem. Stay tuned tonight for an amazing shiur on why don't we blow chatzoitz rois bizman hazeh? The amazing question of the Magen Avram. Why do we not blow chatzoitz rois at times of distress? And can we? Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.